flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I've been working with a Nourish dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Actually, I am Ms. Shannon, an organization here in the Twin Cities, and actually does work all over the country as we are championing families that have children with disabilities, is PACER. And joining us today to tell us some good news as we move into 2024 regarding a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful benefit that is coming up, and talking about who is going to be the headliner of their benefit is the executive director of PACER, Tonya Teasley. Tonya, thank you very much for waiting on hold as I was talking about the weird weather that we have going on here in the Twin Cities. How's it going?
It's going great, and thank you, Shannon, for inviting me to be on your show today.
So, you've been the executive director of PACER now for how many months? How long have you been over there now?
Just 9 months.
Congratulations. We are so grateful to have you. I know we snaked you away from another wonderful organization here in the Twin Cities, but you've already done some wonderful things over there. PACER, a wonderful legacy organization here as we continue to champion families that have a variety of children with a variety of different disabilities. So before we get into the benefit that is coming up on April 27th, 2024, can you just give us a little background on what PACER does? I mean, I'm very familiar with it. I've been on the board on and off for the last, I think we're coming up on like 10 years.
That's amazing. And thank you again for all you do for PACER. As you said, we at PACER and all the people that support us, we call ourselves champions for children with disabilities. And we work with children and young adults with all different disabilities from birth to age 26. And I like to think about what we do as helping those families learn how to unlock the doors to education and technology and other services that their children need to thrive. And we do all of that at no charge to families.
Right.
I know, Shannon, that you know from personal experience that figuring out what's available to children with disabilities and then actually going through the process to get what they so desperately need is so challenging.
Right.
I have 22-year-old twins who have disabilities, and I always say, I'm highly educated, English is my native language, and I have access to all this technology, and I had an extraordinarily difficult time navigating the system to get them what they needed in terms of education, healthcare, housing. So I can only imagine how much more difficult it is for people without all the advantages that I have. So that's why PACER's here. We help those families learn how to unlock the doors to those resources and services, and it's why I'm so excited to be a part of the organization.
Right. I had a very similar story when my son, who I still call Cyclone Kid even though he's 15, when he was 3 and a half, about to turn 4, and I was first getting his autism diagnosis, and I remind people often that he's high supports on the autism spectrum, and someone in my circle was like, oh, while you're navigating this journey, one of the first calls calls that someone told me to make was to Pacer. And so I always tell people, if you need help, if you're working on their IEP, their individualized education plan, if you're going, what are resources are available? And once you start hitting those speed bumps or those roadblocks, or you just go, I just need some support or just to know what's out there, Pacer is always a wonderful first or next call for families that are out there that are just looking for an additional resource.
Absolutely. It's kind of like, it's kind of intimidating when you go to those IEP meetings and there's 10 people from the school district and they've all done this dozens of times. And as a parent, you've only done this once.
Yes.
So we've heard from a lot of parents, similar to the story that you're telling, Shannon, about, you know, the information and the tools that they got from Pacer gave them the confidence to go to those meetings and advocate for what their children needed. And we do all that through Pacer.org is our website, but we also do workshops and one-on-one consultations. And we talk a lot about special education, but what a lot of people don't know is that we also help in the areas of healthcare, mental health, and then transitioning into adulthood, which is all about employment and housing and things like Social Security, which are also complicated.
Right. I also love, and this is someone who communicates for a living that also reminds people of the other resources that we have. We have our tech center. So if you have a kid that could benefit from some additional resources that could help them communicate as well, there's options that are there for them as well. So you can get there if they could use some sort of device that could help them with their communication.
Absolutely. We have a whole library and we have people help pick out the right things for them. And then people can check it out to see whether it's the right tool for their child. And my favorite story in that area is really about a family who came to us with a three-year-old who was completely nonverbal. And we helped them look at communication devices. And while the family was there in our office in Bloomington, the child actually used that device, and the parents heard their child say, I love you, for the very first time.
Oh, wow. I don't think you shared that story with us before, Tonya. That is a wonderful story.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of my favorites.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. We're talking with my friend, the executive director of Pacer. We're going to get into talking about the benefit. Can we also talk about the National Bullying Prevention Center before we get into the benefit that's going to be coming up next year?
Absolutely. We have a resource that is used across the entire country, the National Bullying Prevention Center. It's a website that has all kinds of resources for families, for kids, to talk about bullying and then try to prevent bullying. And we even have a whole set of puppets, each of whom has a disability, and they travel. They've actually been all around the world, but they go to elementary schools and talk about bullying and talk about inclusion in a way that's really meaningful to kids. And it's amazing to watch those little kids walk up to the puppets and say, oh, I have autism too. I've never met anybody who has autism when they're talking to the puppet.
Right. I love it. I absolutely love it. And the thing that I think is wonderful about the way that PACER does the work that we do is that it's been so just freeing to be able to create this space that shows it's for everyone, you know, that that's a space that it goes, oh, it doesn't matter what disability you have. It's a space you can go, I see myself and I feel welcome here. And I think for a lot of our families, myself included, you don't always get that feeling. And that it's a lot of, you don't always feel isolated and you go, I can always go, I have a home here, regardless of how you might feel differently when you're out in other settings. So, you know, I always want to say thank you for PACER for setting that up for people.
Yes. And one of our core values, Shannon, is parents helping parents. And that's one of the things that when so much of our staff are also parents of children with disabilities. So when people call in, not only can we get them information, but they're more often than not talking to someone who has been through the experience and can empathize with the struggles and the challenges that those families are facing.
So as we continue to do wonderful work at PACER, of course, there is a cost that this work comes to. So we encourage people to please make their donations to PACER. You can do that on an ongoing basis if you want to go to PACER.org. But we also do a variety of fundraising things throughout the year, including this benefit. And this is something that is usually performance based. There's a performance that anchors this. So coming up on April 27th, 2024, we are going to have our annual benefit again coming up. And so we have a little drum roll for you. I'm making that here on the desk. Thank you, Josh. He's doing it as well. Announced this week. Who is our headliner this year?
Yeah, we are so excited. We have the Goo Goo Dolls coming to perform for us at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And tickets will be going on sale in January, and people can find them at PACER.org. So I hope many of your listeners will decide to join us, because you're right, Shan. We rely on a lot of grants and a lot of donations because we don't charge families for the services that we provide.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to the concert on April 27th with the Goo Goo Dolls.
Right. 15 million records sold worldwide, Grammy Award nominated, dozens of platinum and gold singles and albums, just history-making performances all over. Our friends, the Goo Goo Dolls, are going to be just amazing performers. Usually also includes a live auction from usually my friend Frank Bassolero for right here at WCCO. Do you know if we're having Frank back this year as well?
He is coming back.
Hooray!
He's going to be joining us.
I'm very excited. He is a great individual. We love our friend Frank. So that is going to be fun. So, again, we want to remind people they can go to PACER.org to make their donations at any time. Also, I'll remind people once the tickets are available in January. So, also, is there anything else if people want to just get resources? Is that where also where we want them to go ahead and pop onto the website at any given time?
Absolutely. If they go on our website, there's all kinds of tip sheets, there's videos, there's recordings of our trainings. And so that's probably the first stop. And if you don't find what you're looking for, there's a phone number you can call and there's email address to get more information from one of our advocates or from our technology center.
Thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you so very much, Shannon.
Yeah, and so I'm sure we'll talk to you soon. You always have stuff that's going on.
We do. We do.
Absolutely. So I'll see you soon. I think we have a board meeting coming up next month. So I'll see you there, yep. If nothing else.
Yep, we do.
All right.
I'll see you then, Shannon.
Thanks, Tanya. And thank you, everybody, again, reminding you those tickets go on sale in January. And you can always get more information about what's going on if you go to pacer.org. You're listening to 830 WCCO.